definitely human.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Attention, employees! This special episode of Mars Corp was made possible thanks to the continued support of our amazing fans on Patreon. If you want a piece of the action, check out patreon.com/definitelyhuman.
Holy shareholders, Kim! What on Mars is that?
I'll tell you when the others get here.
It is like a great snow globe! What treasures lie within?
You'll find out.
I do not know if I am excited or terrified.
I'm hoping the former, John, considering you're going in there.
I am?
We all are.
Is there a party inside? We are party animals now, correct? Partying is the primary occupation of a terraformer.
There's a little more to it than that.
Already we are joking! I love my new job!
Hey, I'm serious. The future of our planet depends on terraforming. What good is Mars Corp without the World Factory?
It'd be like a broken pencil, of no use to anyone.
Ah, Jim, good to see you. And Mark, you've changed.
Thank you for noticing. Jim just thought I was wearing new shoes. I'm Amy now.
Okay, well, now that you're all here, let me tell you why you're all here.
Yeah, what's with all the secrecy anyway?
This is the Earth Simulation Dome. It was built by the founders as a showroom to sell Mars Corp's vision of the future to the franchise stores. However, it was modified by the terraformers as a training room for Martians. Inside, there is a standard Earthling house and a strip of road. Once Mars has been terraformed, we will be expected to live outside on the planet's surface, in structures identical to the ones they had back on Earth. The base manager has made it clear that she intends to stick to the company's original plan of making Mars Earth-like. However, none of us have any idea what Earth was actually like, so I've assembled a team. You guys!
Way!
We will be spending a week in the dome, living as the Earthlings would have lived back in 2070.
So it is the opposite of a party dome. It is a terrible cage full of nightmares.
Aw, oh, come on, I'm sure it won't be that bad. What's that old saying? When life gives you lemons, eat them!
Mars Corp. Human Capital. Kim Page.
Now, of course, base manager E.L. Hobb is far too busy and important to join this mission, even if her insight would be invaluable. So instead we've got Jim, who has spent more time with her than anyone.
Yep. I know all about Earth culture now. Did you know that where Hobb is from, people could actually vote for a new manager every 5 years?
Wow. It's a wonder it lasted as long as it did.
I know, right?
To ensure that the experience is as authentic as possible, you must change into the outfits provided and leave all your Martian belongings outside. John, that includes your drink.
What are you saying? There shall be no Ultra Aid? I cannot survive an entire week without that delicious beverage. Please tell me it will be available to me inside the dome!
I don't know what will be in there. Nobody has been anywhere near this place for hundreds of years. There could be anything inside. Anything at all. All right, let's go.
Oh my shareholders, this place is unbelievable.
I have never seen anything like it.
Wowee!
That is an earthling house. It looks like a tiny little box. And what is that green stuff?
Why, that's grass, my friend. Welcome to the Simulation Dome. I am your guide bot, uploaded with cultural information about Earth extracted from ancient televisual presentations. I was built by the terraformers, and it's my role to direct you in this test of your functionality under typical Earth-like conditions. Please enter your new home.
Yes. Okay, come on, everyone.
This place is awful. I am dreading the time ahead of us.
It's like a prison made of garbage. What even is all this stuff?
It might be a tad hard on the eyes, but at least it's small.
I have to admit, it's not good.
This is horrible. This room looks like a child's drawing of a room.
Wow, look at all the things we're going to have to share. I have a feeling we are going to know each other quite intimately by the end of the week. I wonder what's in this room. Holy shareholders!
What is that thing?
This is a dog! Every human household had a dog.
Woof woof.
What do we do with it?
The dog provides companionship.
Bark bark.
Try petting the dog.
What?
Touch it. Touch the dog.
No!
Do it.
But I'm scared.
Touch the dog. That's an order.
All right. It's soft.
Woof, woof.
You have each been assigned a role that you are expected to inhabit for the duration of your time in the simulation. You'll be marked on how well you adapt to Earthling life.
Okay, so looks like I'm the mum. Jim, you will be dad.
That I can do.
Amy, you are the teenager.
I see.
John, you are the child.
What? Now that is ridiculous. I'm not a child. I'm a man. Oh, this isn't fair. I'm going to my room.
You will each be given a set of role-specific activities to accomplish each day. You must embrace the roles within your unit. The time is now 8 a.m., so let's kick things off with breakfast in the kitchen.
Okay, let's see what's on the menu.
Ooh, steady on there, Dad. Check your activities list to see what's expected of you.
Oh, okay.
It looks like it's my role to make breakfast for the rest of the unit.
I'll leave you to adjust to your new life.
Okay, let's get started then. Hey, gang!
Hey!
Breakfast!
Hey!
How are your oats?
They're very dry.
Bark, bark, bark.
So, what do we have to do today?
Okay, here's our schedule. Jim and I will be put into separate cubicles and we'll sort shapes by colour for 8 hours to simulate our jobs. Amy and John, you will be attending a school simulation where you will answer yes or no questions for 7 hours.
All right.
So far, so good.
Yeah, maybe this won't be so bad after all.
Bark, bark, bark.
I'm looking forward to what lies ahead.
Oh, so this is an Earthling school, right?
That is correct.
So, why am I here? I thought I was mum.
In this scenario, I'm the teacher of your children. We shall now discuss Amy and John's behaviour at school.
Right. Okay. No, sorry, why do I have a say in this? Shouldn't the company be telling our kids what to think?
That's not how it works here on Earth. Earthling parents are instrumental in the educational development of their offspring.
Oh, dear.
Our main problem here is that Amy has been misbehaving at school. Take a look at this footage.
Me, me, me. Tasty me. Oh.
Hi there, Amy. I'm a bad influence. Do you want to smoke cigarettes behind the bike shed?
What?
What do you want me to say?
This is a multiple choice test, Amy. You have complete freedom to choose whatever outcome you think is appropriate. Now, how about that cigarette?
Yes, okay. I'll have one.
Oh, will you?
No.
No?
I mean, yes. Yes, I'll have one.
Interesting.
So as you can see, this is a very serious issue. Your teenage daughter has been caught smoking. How do you respond?
How do we respond?
Yes.
Have you used the beating stick?
Earthling teachers are strictly forbidden from physically educating children.
Really? Do I have to?
This must be resolved through communication. Amy, please enter the room now.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, daughter.
Have a seat.
All right.
So, what do I do?
A begin dialogue with your daughter on the dangers of smoking.
Oh, right. Daughter?
Yes?
Don't smoke cigarettes anymore.
Okay.
We have made a lot of progress here today. Leisure activity is vital for earthen communities to flourish. Jim, I want you to play a game of ball with your son.
Righto. What is this ball game?
This is your ball. Have fun.
Will do. Okay, here I go. Ooh.
Now what?
I think you have to go and get it.
But you threw it away.
Yes, you have to bring it back to me. I think that's how the game is played.
This is not what I call a game at all.
Hey, gang!
Hey!
I went to the shop today and bought groceries for the week. Tonight we shall be eating... Crispy Comet Space Bars Cosmic Clusters!
Hey!
Is there any other aid?
No.
Yeah, there.
All right, let's tuck in. Elbows off the table, daughter.
Ugh, whatever.
Jim, aren't you forgetting something?
Yes? No? Look, I really don't know.
You need to take the dog for a walk.
A walk? Why do I need to do that?
Dogs require exercise to stay healthy. You should walk the dog up and down the street.
Oh, okie dokie. Come along, dog.
So, what is for dessert?
Ooh, the street is all lit up at night.
Bark, bark, bark.
I don't know why it has to be so chilly, though. Is the temperature control unit damaged or something?
Woof, woof, dog.
Lots of stars out tonight. I guess this is what Earthlings used to see when they looked up at the sky. It's very pretty, actually.
Bark, bark, bark.
Yeah. It's taken a little getting used to, but I think I'm getting the hang of this now.
I don't understand. Why do I have to listen to this?
Whale song is very relaxing. Many earthlings find it helps them sleep.
How am I supposed to sleep to this?
Sweet dream!
Right. Okay. This is fine. Just try to sleep. Yes. Just sleep and don't think about unbelievably deep, dark water full of huge, terrifying monsters. Nope, don't think about that.
Hey, Kim!
Ah!
Oh, sorry. Didn't realise you were relaxing in here. Ooh, is that whale song?
Jim, where have you been? It's almost midnight.
Ah, yes. Well, I was in the basement. I have to build a model replica of an Earthling train track.
So what more stuff do we have to do tomorrow? What's the schedule?
Let's see. Oh, it's exactly the same.
What?
It's the same activities. Every day is identical, just a monotonous string of chores. There's a couple anomalies here and there, but generally, nothing changes. This is great!
Yes! For a moment there, I was worried, but if it's all the same, we can just learn and abide by the rules of the system.
Woohoo!
Hey, gang!
Hey!
How's your oats?
Want a cigarette?
I sure do.
Daughter, don't do that.
Okay.
Fetch the ball!
You got it, Dad!
Who's a good boy?
Bark, bark!
I am a good boy!
Crispy Comet, Space Bars, Cosmic Clusters!
Woo-hey!
Good night!
Night!
Hey, gang!
Hey!
Oats?
Yum!
cigarette?
You know it.
Daughter, no.
Okay.
Fetch, boy, fetch.
Backpack, boy.
I'm a good boy.
Krispy Comets, space bars, cosmic clusters.
Wahey!
Nighty night.
Night. Gang.
Hey!
Oats.
Hey!
Cigarette!
Yeah!
Back, back!
I'm a good boy!
Krispy Comets, space bars, cosmic clusters!
Hey!
Back, back!
Night!
Night! What's it all for?
Back, back!
Why are we here? What is our place in the world?
Woof, back, woof, woof!
You know, boy, living in this dome has really made me think about the artifice of our own social structure.
Bark, bark, woof.
I sometimes look up at the stars and wonder, you know?
Bark.
We're all so small, but we must be here for a reason, right? Why? Why are we here?
There is no purpose.
What's that?
Bark, bark.
Yeah. I guess my purpose is to be a good Earthling now. I suppose it's really not so different to being a good Martian.
Woof.
See, once you figure out what the rules are, you can make sense of it. And at the end of the day, we all want the same thing, don't we? We all want to be good employees.
Back, back.
Yep. Everything is going to be A-OK.
Hey, gang.
Hey.
Dad's in the basement. He's finally finished his model train. Come on, let's go see.
Hooray!
What? No, that sounds really boring.
None of your attitude, daughter. Dad has spent a very long time on this model and you will support him.
Ugh, fine.
Hey, Dad.
Hey!
Back, back, woof, woof.
Hey, gang, you're just in time. The little train is all ready for its first departure.
How exciting. Right, kids?
Can I press the button to make it go?
Of course, son. It's just here.
Cool!
All right, get ready, everyone. Here we go.
Well, it certainly goes round in a circle.
Yes, it does.
It's very nice.
Really makes you think, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, guys, what's this? Over here. I never noticed it before. Looks like a computer panel.
That's odd.
Neutrino storm? Earth-shattering madness? Cyclone destruction? It is an ultra-aid dispenser! Finally! I think I will have the, extreme tidal surge!
What was that?
Something's happening!
Everyone, outside, quickly!
The ground is shaking!
Look! Water! The dome is filling with water!
Guybot, what's going on?
You have selected the Tsunami Disaster Simulation.
Wait, what?
Water! Water everywhere!
Back, 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 woof, 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 back, back, woof,
back! We need higher ground! Get on the roof!
Our home! Our street! Holy shareholders, it's all being washed away!
I have many profound feelings about this.
What a disaster!
So what do we do now?
I guess we're all going to die.
Oh. Back! Back, back!
Well, I sure am glad we didn't all die.
Of course we didn't die. It was a simulation.
I'm just glad it's over. Finally, I'm a man again. I believe I shall celebrate with a game of bowl. Jim, would you care to join me?
Booby gravy! Sounds like a plan. See you guys later. The dog. What do we do with the dog?
I suppose we should put it back in the dome.
Back.
Yes, the dome. I guess that's where it belongs. Right, fella? You want to go back in the dome?
Back.
Back. Oh, don't look at me like that. The simulation is over now. We have to get back to our old lives.
Back, back.
I mean, it's not like I could take you with me.
Yes, you can.
I can?
Sure, I don't care.
Oh, wowee! You hear that, fella? You're coming home with me. You're gonna love my kids.
Love is just chemicals.
What's that?
Bok, bok, woof!
Ha ha, yeah! Oh, this is great. I really feel like we all learned something today.
No, we didn't, Jim.
Oh, okay.
Well, hey there, team.
Oh, the guidebot. I suppose you're going to give us our results from the test.
You bet.
So how did we do?
You all failed. You got the lowest scores possible. You must all retake the test immediately. Please re-enter the dome to begin again.
No.
That was Mars Corp Human Capital, Kim Page. Written by David Knight and Maximilian John, and produced and edited by David Knight, David Price, and Tom Darling. Starring Ailsa Darling, Matthew Woodcock, Penelope Day, David Callow, James Naylor, and David Knight. Music by John Day. For full credits and more information, visit MarsCorpPodcast.com. Mars Corp Human Capital is dedicated to all the beautiful Earthlings who support us on Patreon. If you want to help us make Mars Corp Season 2 and get exclusive content and early access to new shows, head on over to patreon.com/definitelyhuman and make a pledge. You can also support Mars Corp by rating and reviewing it on iTunes. Today's password for Wi-Fi and oxygen access is 20, 8, 9, 18, 4. Mars Corp is a Definitely Human production.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.